I think we knew that there was going to be a team in Texas that was going to be talked about as a potential chance to win the SEC championship, to have a team potentially be right up there as one of the favorites to potentially win a national championship in this new 12-team format. Texas is still in the running for all of that to happen. But Texas A&M is in a better spot right now for those things to happen. And
ooh, that sounds good.
I think we've officially, and maybe you two have done it prior to this, but to me, I think we're officially at the point where we got to take A&M serious as potential SEC champions and potential college football, have a college football playoff spot right now. 7-1, their only loss is to top 10 Notre Dame at home, and it was a tight one. They just got their second win against a top 25 team, including Saturday against number 8 LSU. They beat 38-23. You talked about your one-score games. That wasn't a one-score game. They got after them. What was it? Outscored them 17-3 in the fourth quarter. And to me, Clint, even including the final game of the regular season at home, it wouldn't be surprising if A&M was favored in the rest of their four games that they have left. And then they got Auburn in there. They got a couple of
South Carolina, can't sleep on them.
South Carolina, Auburn, and then another cupcake. And then they have Texas. I think they should be favored in all of those games, Clint. And I think you got to start taking it serious. 7-1 and how they're playing. This looks like a team that might eclipse a lot of the dreams that guys like Tyler have.
Let's go. Let's go.
First time since Johnny Manziel was on the field that I felt like A&M is a true contender. Mm. There's been a lot of false hope, and if you watch that team, they were never as physical as everybody hoped they would be. They were never as talented as everybody thought they would be. I'm just about on the field, clearly with stars and the recruiting they always were. But you watch that football game, and the way that they dominated LSU, particularly in the second half, it was bully ball. It was in the trenches. It was, they completely overwhelmed everybody in an LSU polo or in an LSU uniform.
Aggie ring, baby.
That defense was suffocating. You look at the turnovers, one might say, oh, well, Nussmeier turned it over and just gave a bunch. No. No, they went out there and took the ball. They were big-time defensive plays. On top of that, Nussmeier was under pressure the entire time. When you look at how that defense, from the turnover that Nussmeier had, the one that I'd say is probably inexcusable, more of a bad decision, the first one, from that point moving forward, the entire LSU program was overwhelmed with Kyle Field and the Aggies. It's the first time that I've watched that football team and said, They can get on the field with anybody in the country, and they got a chance of winning.
How many teams in the SEC? Because Tyler can't answer this, not fairly, not without a little bit of extra juice behind. How many teams in the SEC right now have you seen that's better than A&M?
That I would confidently say is better.
Georgia?
Oh man, that's
or Texas?
No,
too?
Look, I think. I would probably ride with Georgia and Texas right this second. And the only reason I say that is because I don't know what A&M's going to do with their quarterback situation.
Yeah.
That's the thing for me is that's a...
They playing them both?
Did you see what happened?
No, are they going to play them both?
I don't know how you don't ride the kid. Was it Reed?
Yeah, he had three touchdowns.
Yep, Marcel.
But Ron, if you look at, I mean, the... He played. I said this before. Like, I'd have never benched him. I mean, I liked what Connor Wegman did the first game he came back. It was nice. But I like to me, when you watch the kid play, he's moving fast and he doesn't have a ton of experience, so he's not extremely polished from the pocket. But you watch him, he's never overwhelmed. You know what I mean? And is from a pocket passer standpoint, does he got a little bit of work to do? Sure. But boy,
Connor does too.
Connor does too, clearly. But the way that he fits Colin Klein's offense, the commentators were talking about it in the game, he is a great fit. And I just think they're much more dangerous with him in the game. And he's going to get better every time he plays. And if he starts from here on out, He's got a little bit of wiggle room to make some mistakes, and this football team is good enough to win all the way out to Texas, and you hope that at that moment, now he's developed and he's matured and he's playing his best ball, and you got a shot. I just don't know what they're going to do with their quarterback room. That's the only reason that I say that from a team perspective, I think they're as good as anybody in the SEC, including Georgia.
Yeah, from a team.
From a team perspective, I think they're as good as anybody out there. Yeah. Yep.
It's at one
position.
Text line coming to Connor Wegman is still the best option, according to Ocho. Reed gives them the best chance to win out. Someone else on the text line.
Well, here's the problem with that, Ron, is I don't doubt that Wegman would win a quarterback competition, but the truth of the matter is if you're going to beat Texas, if you're going to beat Georgia, if because you're going to play them in an SEC championship potentially, if you're going to win a national championship, your quarterback's going to have to deal with pressure. And Wegman's been under pressure big time twice this year. The two times that I saw him, and it wasn't pretty. The first game he came back, man, he was protected nice. It was easy, boom, 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 and it's pretty now.
Was that Missouri?
Yes, that was by far Wegman's best performance of this year. And Clint's saying is right. I mean, I think it's clear cut, far and away, that Connor Wegman is, I mean, light years better as far as a passer right now. Maybe I'm exaggerating, maybe I'm inflating that, but to me, what I've seen, Wegman is way, 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 way more developed as a passer. But when you have a situation like Saturday night's game against LSU and Wegman was running for his life looking like C.J. Stroud out there, then you got to pivot. And Elko thankfully did so, got the guy in there who can use his feet.
What a ballsy call, Tyler. Well, you guys should be. He knew it, and he went straight to it. And he didn't care. But here's the other thing.
Connor doesn't seem to meet the moment to me. That kid, he may not be as developed as a passer right now, but Reed seems to be into.
I'm going to tell you what he does. He is a more. This is crazy to think this, but he is a more natural quarterback. Like his stroke, the way he strokes the ball, his arm action is better than Connor Wegman's. His movement in the pocket in terms of dealing with chaos is better than Connor Wegman. The difference is Connor Wegman, and I know he ran around in high school and stuff, but he has learned how and has experienced and done a lot of winning from the pocket. First and foremost, don't hit the eject button. Reed's always had the ability to hit the eject button, and it's always been about his feet and his arm. That's going to catch up at some point in terms of, in a good way, it's going to catch up. Reed's arm action and his movement in the pocket is actually better than what I'm watching on games. I don't know about practice and all that, but on games, it's actually better. So, I would go with Reed and I would ride it, and hopefully by Texas he's locked and loaded.